Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, the other ones, and Dungeons and Dragons. David will be here in 1 minute, and he will insist on reading the disclaimer rather than have me play the recorded version. I am exhausted. I've been working ungodly hours, but I've been making some fat dollars. So, yeah. If child support would just stop raiding my bank account, I pay them $1,000 a month. Already, you think that would be enough, but no, they gotta rob me blind. Assholes. They're gonna get my income tax refund. I don't know why they gotta steal money out of my bank account. Yeah, I'm behind, but when you pay $1,000 a month, it doesn't take much to get behind. I'm about 2 years behind, so I got 8 more months to pay on my youngest. Is it eight? Yeah, 8 more months, and then I'm done. All I gotta do is worry about arrears. A couple years of that, and I am a free man. Then all I gotta do is worry about dealing with the rest of the de facto government. Which brings me to our other topic. We're starting a new podcast. We're still gonna keep this one, but we're starting a political podcast. Still working out the details. I would like it to be at scrapgovscrap.com because I promote it more than Lenny does. And but Lenny owns it. He's got it redirected to his Ladner for Congress website. I talked to him about starting a political podcast under Scrap Gov Scrap, and he's all gung ho for it. Not that he wants to join in on the podcast every week, but he's like, "Oh yeah, here's all my stuff. You can, rip it, upload it, do whatever." He gave me free rein to promote his stuff. So one of these days we'll actually, he's been on a couple of our podcasts, our Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast, podcasts. One where we was talking about guns. That was pretty much at the beginning of our podcasting. Talked about guns and a couple other things. Lenny was there. We had a few good podcasts and then it died out. So, but now, hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Hello. Well, I think
Hi.
David was there. There he is.
Oh, okay. It actually blanks that out. Cool. Cool.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I have two automated call-in methods, and I didn't know you'd already signed in. So I signed in as the opening host and as opposed to the quiet host. The quiet host doesn't do all the other, hashtag and access number and all that other stuff. So if I
Now,
know you're on already, or I suspect you're on already, I just do that one. But seeing as lately I've been beating you online, not this time.
yeah, Yeah, last time you beat me by several hours.
Well, you said you probably wouldn't be calling in.
Yeah, we were doing a demob.
Yeah, you know, that's understandable.
I was actually thinking that, I was originally thinking it was Saturday, and then you said tonight or something like that, like you were confused, and then I was thinking, oh, today's Friday, LOL.
No, I was teasing you.
Right.
You, as if I'd forgotten about the podcast altogether.
And I've been so disoriented because I've been working so much that I was thinking it was Friday after you did that, and so I was like, oh, okay, no big deal, it's tomorrow. Okay.
Disorientated. This is my world.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I worked all night last night. Then came, I guess you can call this home, came home, went to bed, slept for about 2 hours, got called back in, and worked all day.
Right.
Well, not all day. Then after I got back, most all day, then when I got back here, I found out about my paycheck going to child, my whole 100% paycheck going to child support. I was like pissed. And
yes.
So then I just been kind of like running on fumes the rest of the evening, but I started to burn out about an hour ago, and I stopped at Taco Bell and got refreshed.
So, not even a rabbit hole question here. 888-322-1414.
Correct.
Okay. That cryptic question, folks, was what is the call-in number for Ron Paul's weekly updates? I'm going to conduct an experiment later tonight. But more than likely, I'll let Kano do that phone call, but I'm going to do a test. So, anyway, so are we ready for the disclaimer, or do we want to do a little bit more ranting before we proceed?
Rant. Just kidding.
Yeah, talking of which, I left a very interesting discussion. Quite frankly, if I could run the phones down in Bill and Shirley's house, I might have called in from there, and we just would have sat back and shut up and let them talk, because they are all over the place. It is beautiful. It is everything this podcast is supposed to be and more. But I can't talk them into coming up to the green.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't call in.
Yeah, I can't talk them into coming up to the greenhouse where I actually have a signal. But... Yep.
They can call in on the landline.
They could. But, you know, my friend Deb pointed something out. She has eggs. She put a sign out. Eggs for sale. $1.25 a dozen. Farm fresh eggs. No GMO stuff, nothing. Well, actually, she probably has GMO in the food, so I can't say that. So they're not necessarily organic, but overall, they are better for you than anything you're going to find in the grocery store, okay?
Right.
She runs across an Amish man who's buying several dozens of eggs from the local grocery store. She suggests to him that, hey, I've got that many eggs at home, and mine are better, and mine are cheaper. Why don't you stop by and buy my eggs? She has a hard time even giving her eggs away.
That's weird.
So when we have enough electricity to run an incubator and keep the space that it's in warm, very warm, as I recall, it needs to be about 85, 90 degrees in there, kept at a relatively constant temperature. I will come and get her eggs and hatch them.
Hatch.
And all I need is a few mother hens to slip the baby chicks under as they hatch. And I'd stop by on a regular basis and get her eggs. Just stick them in the incubator, and when the incubator's full, what I'd do is the same thing I did my mom's farm. I ran two incubators, and every day I put new eggs in, and I dated them, so I knew exactly how old each egg was. When they reached 28 days of age, that egg was removed and tossed, because by then it was quite rotten, right? But typically, most of the eggs would hatch at about 21 days. Occasionally, a chick would take a little bit longer, and that's why I waited till 28. Gave them an extra week, just to be sure. You know, by 28 days, it is either hatched or it's rotten. You know.
It's either hatched or trashed.
Yep. Anyway, so I would probably do the same. And as long as I had some space, I'd go get some eggs. You know? And
right.
I just hatched them out. Now, I'll admit, I'm not very good at raising chicks once they've hatched, but I was very good at hatching out chicks. I had hundreds of chicks running around my mom's yard.
I'm horrible with chicks.
Well, that's because you don't have the right line in order to attract their attention. But I think that's where you're trying to go with that. I'm not sure. I'm sorry if you weren't.
Nah, you got it.
Yeah. Anyway. yeah, me too.
They usually come back later and apologize, though. So.
They do?
Yeah, you
do. Or you do? They do or you do?
They usually do. There's only one that I needed to apologize. There's only one that I needed to apologize to.
Mm. Oh, because you said something particularly offensive.
No. Well, no, I mean, there's only one that I really did wrong that I can recall in my growing up or whatever. And but I made it up to her. And we're not like buddy chum whatever, but we're friends. She knows that if she ever needs me, I'm here for her, you know, type of thing. But yeah, there's only one that I actually did wrong. The rest of them either did me wrong or we just had a falling out.
Right.
But yeah, Valentine's Day, another one. Marco Polo'd me and apologized.
Marco Polo'd you?
Yeah, it's an app. I was on it before, like, I don't know, a year or two, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know. I don't even know how I ended up getting on there, but I got a text message saying that I had a message or something like that, and I think it said it had one from her. Let me go back and look. But, so I was curious, and I reinstalled Marco Polo, and, yeah, basically she sent me an apology,
after like a year and a half.
It's like, I'm sorry, you were the right one. I'm stuck with this dickweed now.
New Marco Polo message from Lori. I won't say her last name. And then it gives a link. And so I went and installed the Marco Polo to see what she had to say.
Okay. Now here I thought Marco Polo was some sort of new slang that I wasn't familiar with.
It's basically like FaceTime.
Okay.
It's just a video. It's like a video chat, but you don't actually do like a live chat. You leave messages. It's kind of like leaving a video text or a video message for somebody. So it's weird. I'm not a big fan of those. I'm not a big fan of video chats to begin with. They're just, I don't know, weird to me. They make me feel weird. So I don't do them. But it's like the big thing today, I guess. I don't know, whatever.
Doing a video chat?
Video chat, yeah. I mean, I don't know. People are into that. So, that's enough of that. Go ahead and do the disclaimer. I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right, folks. Let's see if I can read this thing correctly tonight. I don't think so, because there is in here a typo that I'm not sure if it's an intentional typo so that the machine reads it correctly or if it's a typo that Kano hasn't caught yet. Anyway, here he goes. 2018, January 7th, Demented Dungeons & Dragons disclaimer. Legal notice. This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. This podcast is our personal opinions, our views, and our beliefs. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. Side note, I predict that Joe Christman will come knock on the greenhouse door to check on me and visit right in the middle of me reading this disclaimer. Anyway, I continue.
Continue. Shut up.
Well, I had to do that because somebody just honked at me. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right, by golly. Sorry, by golly, wasn't in there. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, and your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbors, your community, your people, and your homeland. God gave you free will. Please use it wisely. You put a question mark on that. That should be either an explanation point or a period. Anyway. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines. Oh, standards, codes, and guidelines. I left out the one. There's the way I say it, and then you added codes in there. We are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals. As described in FDA state and federal regulations under the U.S. Code, Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 55, B, D, and U.S. Code Title 21, Chapter 9, Subchapter 2, Subsection 321, F, and so forth. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. All right. And, for more information on man or other animals, you can go to addisk.wordpress.com 2008/06/17/man or other animals. That's one, and that's all hyphenated. It's I suppose just spell out Addisk. Addisk is ADASK, and again, that's addisk.wordpress.com/2008/06/17/man-or-other-animals-1.
You know what else? All you got to do is Google man or other animals, and it'll bring all that stuff up for you.
It does. And actually, it'll even bring up some of the codes in law. Man or other animals. And here's the trick, all right? That phrase, man or other animals, sounds innocent enough. It sounds like you're saying, hey, you know, things meant to feed man or animals is what we're covering here. But they threw in that word other. Okay? Implying that whatever was mentioned before is also an animal. Well, if you're a Bible-believing Christian and you've read it carefully, God very clearly declared that we are not animals. We are to practice dominion over the animals. We are not to practice dominion over our fellow man. So there's a distinction. And you might say it's as subtle as what we are supposed to practice dominion over and what we are not to practice dominion over. So, when they say man or other animals, they're basically saying it's okay to practice dominion over you. And biblically speaking,
yeah,
it is not.
Here's
Go ahead.
Here's a video where this woman is saying, my life with men and other animals. So, she's basically saying... She's probably saying that she has, you know, the women have dominion over men. Which they
well,
think
you
they
know,
do.
Are you a man made in God's image and not an animal? Or are you a man made in dog's image and one of the other animals?
Yeah, if you spell God backwards, what does it spell?
Dog. So if you're made in dog's image, you're one
I'm
of the other animals.
Boz. I'm made
you're
in
made
Boz
God's
image.
You're made in what?
Boz image.
Boz image? You're going to have to spell that for me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the cat god. Contributing
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, BAST. B-A-S-T.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the Egyptian cat god, if I remember right. Anyway. Yeah. Contact information. All right.
The message, DungeonsandDragons.com.
Right, and right at the top of the page, it'll say, dial 515-604-9926.
And
yeah, nice woman's voice will come on, and she'll ask you for the access code, and you'll dial 128374, and then the pound sign, or the hashtag, whatever you want to call it. All right?
Whatever.
Well, it makes things easier. And she asked
yeah!
for
it. Yeah, and we have 63 international numbers.
63. Oh, yeah, and my challenge last week was for people, you know, hey, if you had time, dial that 515 number. There are 1 million different combinations one could enter for an access code. I know not all of them are active, but you might get lucky and hit in on some of the other podcasts that are on that same phone number. There are a lot of them. So, just saying.
Oh, yeah. You just got to figure out what time they're doing their podcast.
Well, even so, I mean, if you hit on the right code, you'll know you hit on the right code. It's just, then it's just a matter of figuring out what time they do it.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Because, you know, if you enter in a bad code, it'll just say, that code's not valid. But there's a million of them.
1 million.
Everything from 00000 to 999999.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Probably.
I, as a mathematician, I can figure these things out.
I love to count.
Oh, enough fun with that so far. Oh my.
Kim used to love it when I did that.
So should we stop talking about things that are bad for you.
No, it's a good memory.
Yeah, it's a good memory. You know what? I learned a lot of things from my ex, a lot of nice, wonderful things from my ex. You know, all she had to do is not be unfaithful. But then again, she was always.
I learned one major lesson. Don't trust any of them.
Well, you know what? The next one I find, I'm sorry. I'm going to go out of my way to trust her. Even though it might be difficult for me to do, I'm going to go out of my way to trust her. I will try to gently tell her when she's gone beyond the limits of my ability to trust. But
yeah,
I will endeavor to give her the benefit of the doubt in everything I can.
There's no more hope for me. I'm done.
I hear your claim, but I can't live with that. Don't trust them. If I can't trust her, then she's not really my wife.
That's why I'm not getting married again.
Yeah, well, you say that.
Yep.
And you may not go and get the state papers, but I suspect you'll get married again.
Nope.
Yeah, you actually went down that road before. You had a common law wife. Was there a ceremony of any kind? Or was it just that you guys decided that you were man and wife?
Well, my first wife, we had a ceremony outside of the government.
All right.
And then the second time we got married, we actually had a government marriage. She was cuckoo, not for Cocoa Puffs. So we ended up splitting ways after our first marriage. And then I felt guilty and went back to her. I felt guilty mostly for religious reasons, you know, because you're not supposed to put away your wife, blah, 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 blah. And that's when I was with this other girl that was actually pretty good for me. And
you broke up that good relationship to go back to a bad relationship.
Because of religious convictions.
Right.
And that's the one that I did wrong, and I went back and apologized. And made amends. We never got back together, but I made amends for that mistake. That was one of the worst mistakes I ever made.
The going back or the breaking up?
Yes. Oh, the going back to the crazy woman and the breaking up with the decent one.
Ah. So there were three parts to that question, and I only counted two. I thought I was a mathematician. I guess I'm not.
Hakuna Matata. So yeah, really, there's only been one since that catastrophe that I've really considered going back to wholeheartedly, and that was my last wife, but because I still miss her, she's probably the best thing that ever happened to me, even though she cheated on me.
Right.
But our relationship was practically perfect up until, you know, we hit rocky waters. We never fought, hardly. We didn't even hardly argue over anything for at least 3 years, 3 to 5 years. I mean, it was like paradise. It was those last 2 years, you know, we had rough terrain, you know. And then she cheated on me, and I went postal.
Right.
But, I've never had a relationship like that ever before, and I don't predict that I'll ever have another one. It took me 30 years to find that one. If it's going to take me another 30 years to find another one, fuck that. I ain't got that kind of
business. Here comes Joe.
Here comes Joe.
Monologue for a little bit while I unlock the door.
So enough of that crap. Do what's right when it's right because it's right. Two rights don't make a wrong. That's what I wanted to say earlier.
Yeah, I didn't have time to grab it.
Yeah.
We're gonna eavesdrop.
Just ran in. I'm outside. Just now.
No, I didn't have time to grab it today and take it to the farm.
Oh, hi, Kitty. What's up?
Oh, say hi to Joe, who's now sort of on the cast.
And
hi to Joe.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's the subject tonight?
Joe.
Joe Smoke Episcopo?
Something like that. The topic is everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. tonight?
I don't know. Pick a topic.
Pick a topic, Joe.
Pick a topic. Aliens from another planet.
That would be us.
The blue feathered people and the Drakkar people.
Yeah, Deb definitely does not believe in aliens. I asked her point blank. You don't believe in extraterrestrials.
Who? Deb?
And her response was, of course not. I don't believe in extraterrestrials. And I go, so you're saying God is from Earth? She goes, no, God created Earth. Well, if he created Earth, then he must be an extraterrestrial.
Where's he from? Where was God born at?
If he created Earth, he must not be from Earth. Therefore, he's an extraterrestrial. Oh, she did not want to answer that. She's so bent in her belief that there's no such thing as an extraterrestrial. That if you, most people are that way. I mean, you know, if you catch me in one of my contradictions, I'm sure I will balk at that. I'll have to go home and think about it for a while. But I suspect that Deb won't even go home and think about it. She'll just be mad at me for having pushed that at her.
What do you know about Dr. Stephen Greer?
That name does sound familiar.
That name sounds familiar, but I don't know. Let me Google him.
Dr. Stephen Greer. What do you know about Doc Vader?
Doc Vader? We all probably know Doc Vader personally. Doc Vader.
Doc Vader.
Doc Vader.
I don't know. I'm not sure who he is. I might have seen him.
Yeah, Joe probably knows exactly who Doc Vader is.
Anybody who spends any time on YouTube might know. Well, anybody who's a friend of mine on YouTube, or not YouTube, anybody who's a friend of mine on Facebook knows who he is.
Anyway,
Steve Greer. Yeah, he looks familiar. Not familiar with any details on what he talks about, but I'm sure it has to do with aliens.
What about the war in Antarctica? Anybody know anything about what's going on there?
I didn't even know there was a war there.
Well, there's been a war. Been going on there.
An extraterrestrial war?
Yeah, it's a war underneath the crust of Antarctica. Antarctica.
You mean on the you mean on the outer edge of the flat Earth?
On the outer edge of the flat Earth.
Well, that would be some people's belief, yeah. I guess Hitler was in Antarctica at one time, according to some research on the internet, and that he moved to Argentina before he died.
Ooh, it works. All right. I have a means of calling Ron Paul. And possibly paying it on the podcast when you're not available.
Why don't you just do a three-way like normal people?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm capable of doing that on this particular phone. I've done it on previous phones, but yeah.
Okay.
And I tend to overcomplicate things.
Well, that and videos. I tried to play a video off the phone, and that came up as blank space last week. And I tried playing Ron Paul, and that came up as blank space last week. There's a bunch of buzzes and clicks for about 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that far into listening to the podcast. Speaking of listening to the podcast, we might have a new listener.
Joe just showed me a picture of a couple of Nazi-type UFOs floating across above a couple of submarines.
Nazi UFOs?
Yeah, the same basic design as the Nazis made for their flying discs.
Okay.
It's even got the emblems of, what's that emblem?
The swastika.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not a swastika. It's
almost a swastika.
Some sort of eagle, it looks like.
Oh.
With very almost an eagle pelican. Or an eagle penguin.
It's a pweagle.
Yeah, it's a very stylized eagle with short wings.
It's handicapped.
Is it? Yeah. Well, you know, if you got a flying craft that doesn't require wings, then your eagles don't require them either. So.
David Wilcox, does that ring a bell?
No, I'm bad with names.
Never met him. Well, he's a goofy looking guy.
Goofy Goober.
New York Times bestseller.
The Ascension's Mysteries.
Okay.
He's a goofy goober.
So he wrote a bunch of fiction.
The Rules of the Illuminati, David Wilcox. The Ascension Mysteries, Cosmic Battle Between.
Cosmic Battle.
Okay, so these are some fictions he wrote.
No, it's a whole lot deeper than that, Dave.
Okay.
The Downfall of Cabal. New Disclosure. September 14th, 2017. The Downfall of the Cabal.
Downfall of the Cabal. Two rights don't make a wrong.
Two rights don't make a wrong. No, two rights makes a 180.
Something like that.
This is a rehab column.
Yeah, that's an ongoing theory.
Yeah.
Actually, the major theory is that Earth is a prison for certain criminal souls. So if you're here, you're basically a criminal, as far as they're concerned. This place is designed to trap us and keep us from getting out.
Wow. Criminal or other animal?
Criminals or other animals?
Yeah, there's Stephen Green right there.
Yeah, he's another good looking goober.
David, I think he...
Ike.
You know him?
David Ike. Yeah, I've read his books. Several of them. Not all of them.
I haven't. I just was starting to watch a video on him today.
And he's definitely a goofy dude.
Small beliefs, huh?
Well, he believes in the lizard people theory.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, it was on that, I can't remember, I was going to ask about that. I couldn't remember what he called them, lizard people.
Well, yeah, lizard people.
Lizard people.
Saurians?
I don't remember all of their names. You got the, yeah, I forgot.
The Saurian-ass people. Oh, wait a minute, no.
Yeah. I never really got that deep into that. Jamie's old boyfriend is real big in that.
He had a podcast, and he was
had or had.
About.
Has his podcast gone away?
For the most part, it has. Yes.
That's too bad. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, he was constantly talking about the lizard people in power.
Yeah.
But I think he thought he was one of the lizard people too. And he was going against his own kind for the greater good.
So did he have gray skin and his skin shed twice a year for the longest period of time?
I don't know. I never met him in person.
Yeah. Well, mine used to.
I'm not a lizard person. I'm a cat man. I'm a man or other animal.
Well, until I joined the Navy and crossed the equator and got baked by the sun, I didn't tan. If I got too much sun, my skin turned gray.
So there's a question. Does a man that's been to the Philippines and back, does he still believe the Earth is flat? Have you been to the Philippines?
Yeah, for about a day and a half.
Okay. It's daylight over there right now, so how can that be?
Yeah, that's my big... Well, the equinox is the big...
Did I sit here?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I cleared that space.
What, equinox what?
The equinox is the big thing to disprove flat Earth.
I don't believe in flat Earth. I've done a lot of little research.
You can...
That guy that lives up the street here, he's convinced it's flat.
Well, okay. All right, well, you can have light on half the planet and still have a flat Earth. All right? But...
Yeah, I seen a diagram the other day where they had the Earth going like this around the flat Earth. They had basically...
They had the sun, yeah.
Yeah, the sun going around the pancake. It was on the top of the pancake. And the sun was going around in circles around the top of the pancake.
Yeah, I don't think you really could do it that way.
Well, they said somebody's trying, I think this other guy up the hill here was trying to say that the sun is
honestly,
kind of like a flashlight on us.
And honestly, to pull that off, you'd have to have not really a flat Earth, but a domed Earth.
Yeah.
All right.
An upside down bowl Earth.
And, well, yes.
Yeah, an upside down bowl.
An upside down bowl.
Shallow hole.
And the sun couldn't be too high over the planet, otherwise it wouldn't work. But then there would be no 6 months of sunlight on the North Pole. It would be 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that kind of shoots a hole. Some of
that kind of.
The way we get short days and long days on the sun, and the North Pole and the South Pole get some light and not a lot of light. That kind of blows that whole flat Earth theory a little bit too, don't it?
Right.
In my opinion. Yeah,
we don't care about your opinion.
Well, and one of our friends was trying to point out that, well, yeah, it has to be a flat Earth because they don't fly over Antarctica when they go from southern Australia to certain places where logically if it was a sphere, that would be the shortest distance. But there's certain logistical reasons why they do not fly in certain directions, even though it would be the shortest distance.
Why is that?
Some of that is the amount of water or places where they couldn't land in an emergency occur.
Well, at least that's their theory.
Their excuse.
Yeah. I mean, because if the Earth was flat, they would want to come up with an excuse.
Yes.
Because I don't know if that's good.
Yeah, I would... You know, I can do devil's advocate and argue both ways, all right? I do know that when I was in high school, we did an experiment with another school. We did it over phone. We measured the position of the sun in the sky at the same time in both locations, spaced about 400 miles apart. Now, I forget where the other school was, but it was in another state. And ours was in Holden, Missouri. All right? And I think we did this when I was in junior high, but it might have been when I was in high school, but I think it was junior high. And we measured the angle to the sun in both locations, and we came up with the conclusion, and keep in mind, we were doing this with protractors and rulers, okay, yardsticks, okay? So we didn't have precision instruments to make our measurements, but we came to the conclusion that the sun was approximately 90 million miles away. Well, we were only off by maybe 2.5% of what the official distance is on our measurements. And quite frankly, thinking back on it, we based our measurements, our calculations on a flat Earth. Okay? Because we considered the change in angle over a 400-mile distance to be negligible. So if we'd taken that into account, we might have gotten a more precise measurement of the distance to the sun. So, but, you know, our measurements pretty much agreed with modern science on the distance to the sun.
And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Two bridges for the price of one? One on each coast.
I'm just playing.
The Brooklyn Bridge and the Golden Gate. Two bridges most often sold on this planet.
Have you heard of East Haven?
Nope.
Okay. What about Kano? You heard of East Haven?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you heard him.
Somebody Haven.
Lisa Haven.
Lisa. No.
You gotta speak a little louder than normal in order to be heard.
The name sounds familiar, but I don't recall any details.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, it does. I'm not
burning
my legs.
I don't even have it cranked on full right now.
Donald Trump thinks the world is flat.
Does he?
Yeah, he's a flat earther.
Is he really?
Yep.
They don't make political hay out of that?
I'm just kidding.
Well, he did supposedly say, hey, I'm a pilot, and I can tell you for sure, the planet is flat. And that's paraphrasing what I heard, but supposedly he said that.
We're laughing, Kano. We're laughing. We're laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we talk about your effed up pay today?
My effed up pay today.
The lack of it?
Yeah, freaking
crap. Lack of your day.
I mean, I make good money, but luckily my good paycheck didn't go through today because I wouldn't see it.
If you didn't tell payroll not to throw it in the wrong place.
I didn't remind payroll to do their job right.
Well,
I only reminded them multiple times a week ago. I didn't think I needed to remind them again yesterday.
That really was a sorry excuse on his part.
Her part.
Her part. But she did give you the invitation to do it to remind her next time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Basically, child support has a hold on one of my bank accounts where I had my emergency fund. And they're basically stealing all my money, my safety net, if you will. Even though I pay them $1,000 a week in or a month in child support, that's not good enough. They want to take all the money in my bank account. You know, they take my income tax refund too, but that's not good enough. They got to go and steal my money out of my bank account, my safety net, my emergency fund. Well,
you know, you're a slave of the state. You're not allowed to have a safety net.
Right. Well, anyways. So, you know, there goes Dave Ramsey's theory out the window. So, anyways.
Hey! Contact Dave Ramsey and tell him your problem.
Yeah, email him. Maybe he can give you some advice on it.
Well, no, he might actually be able to help you.
Yeah, right. He ain't going to help me.
You don't know if you don't ask.
Challenge him.
Oh, I already know the solution. And that's why I told payroll, do not put any more money into that bank account. Send me a check. I'm going to put it in my business account at Commerce Bank. And that way they can't touch it. And what do? They deposited the money into the account that has the freeze on it. So now they're going to get another $600.
Right. So you're going to be up there for, what, another 2 weeks before the next payday?
Before your paycheck.
No. Huh?
Basically, you're locked out from being able to come down here.
Well, I got to wait till I get that because Sandbox mailed my last check to Missouri instead of direct depositing it into my other account. Right. And so I want to make sure it's there and make sure it's an adequate amount so that I have money to go up there, take care of my responsibilities, and have money to come back to work.
I hear you.
So I decided I'm going to stay here another week. And I'm going to get a cash advance against my next paycheck. And when I get the rest of my money next week, then go home. Because I should have a $2,000 check this next week. Because I've been making $300 to $600. I've been making
$50 to mail a letter to the employer and ask them why they deposited your check in an account that has a lock on it, which left you broke. What can we do to clarify this, Mr. Employer? They might just cut you another check real quick. For fear of a lawsuit.
They're not going
to. I wonder if they can put a stop payment on the previous check that they deposited.
There you go. A lawyer could probably get that done for you for $50 or $100.
Right.
Stop payment on the check. Yeah, that's a good idea. You'll pay the $15 stop check fee, won't you? Probably.
I don't know how they did that, but that's a good point. I might ask them tomorrow about doing that. If they wrote a check. Now, if they put cash in there, I can't do nothing about that.
Well, they didn't put cash. They put Federal Reserve notes in there for it.
Yeah. Same difference at this point.
Expired Federal Reserve notes at that.
Yeah, that. Expired.
That's right. Expired in 2013, didn't they? They're not printed anymore. You know why? I found out why they're not printing any money past 2013. You want to know why?
Because their charter expired?
Well, that's true, but no, but they're now coming out with a new federal cryptocurrency coin.
An actual coin.
A federal crypto. But the Federal Reserve is getting into the crypto division, okay?
Well, so, yeah, digital currency. That's what they want. They want to chip us all. They want to microchip everybody and go digital.
Right.
Which will leave people like me dead in the water.
Paperless. They want paperless community. Yeah, I said, heard somebody talking about the other day. I said, yeah, your little girl's running a lemonade stand, and now people out there buying lemonade, they're going to tax you on the lemonade stand because the only way to pay for the lemonade on the street corner is to put it on the cryptocurrency market. So then the cryptocurrency will be taxable then.
Yep. Well, you know, that's when you just go underground and create black money.
Well, that's what supposedly Bitcoins are, but there's also all sorts of other crypto. Hey!
The kitty was doing a no-no. Got a football there.
Probably gotten away with it a lot, so that was like a new thing.
The cat will learn eventually. Maybe it'll stand at the door like a dog, eh? The cat is pooping me out. It'll be all right. When you've seen the cat stand there, you know what to do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that problem will be solved soon enough. I'm going to haul this cat to our farm. It's very friendly. Looks just like Orange. A little smaller. It came here and adopted me.
Cool.
I didn't adopt it. It adopted me.
Where'd it come from?
Apparently somebody just dumped it.
Well, that's usually how it works with cats. You don't pick a cat. The cat picks you.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Must be dancing the music or something. They're dancing like goose and throat bees. I don't know what they are, but.
Much miscellaneous stuff. I said it today.
Unless you're the cat whisperer.
The cat whisperer. Yeah, that's you. Cat and goat whisperer.
Yeah, Bonehead lets me pet her now.
Yeah, yeah. When you're feeding her or anytime?
Not anytime, but not when I'm feeding her either.
Okay.
It's just random. But, yeah, she is letting me pet her now.
I can pet her. If I'm giving the pigs grain, and she's there, and I try to arrange that that doesn't happen, but, yeah.
Well, she sees how the other two take to me, and so I think she's, you know, accepted the fact that I'm not going to whatever. Whatever's going through her mind, I'm not going to do that, you know. So she's started letting me pet her, too.
Right.
Because Chocolate and Cleo go out of their way to get my attention. They want to pet them.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, I haven't seen Jeff in quite a while, but I've noticed that his animals don't come around anymore. None of them.
That's weird.
Yeah, no, I guess I got to talk to him and find out. So.
Are they still there?
As far as I can tell, Jeff and Lee are still there, but I haven't seen the animals.
That's what I meant. Are the animals still there?
I don't know. I know, I haven't seen them. But, you know, he's got barbed wire all the way around. It's entirely possible the coyotes came through and took care of him.
Oh, right, because he doesn't have anything to keep them out.
No. Nope. I mean, they could get through ours if they dug a hole and went under and stuff like that. But, you know, generally speaking, they look for a relatively easy prey.
Right. That's too much work, so they're like, eh.
Yeah, we got these easy ones over here. So, is it Ron Paul time yet, or are we going to start doing that on Monday?
Oh, yeah. We're doing that on Monday now.
So we're going to miss last week's Ron Paul because...
All right, we'll do it this week, and then we'll do it Monday.
Right. So folks, we have a brand new podcast. It's the ScrapGov Scrap Manic Monday podcast. And on that, we'll talk exclusively political stuff.
Political stuff.
Ron Paul will be on that. I say we loosely. Kano says he'll probably be monologuing that.
Yeah, it'll start out kind of crappy, but I'm going to try to find some other people to interview and to call in, and hopefully maybe it'll grow. I had the idea because when we do our podcast, the DD&D podcast, oftentimes it ends up being political, and so...
And we'll be free to do that still. It's just... there are certain individuals, though, that we would like to have access to that would not be interested in space aliens and whatever.
Yeah, but that could be political also.
It could be. But we'd have to look at the political aspects of it as opposed to, you know, as opposed to just the weirdness of it.
The weirdness. Right. Yeah.
Well, you know.
So, and it's going to be Monday at 5 o'clock because I wanted an hour where Lenny would be awake and he would be able to call in, or we would be able to call him, and he's usually in bed ready to go to sleep, you know, at sunset, if you will, or when it's dark.
Now, 5 o'clock our time is going to be 6 o'clock his time. You know that.
No, he doesn't. He's not. He's from the Bronx. He's not in the Bronx.
Oh, where is he now?
Tennessee.
Right. So he's still, is he one time zone ahead of us still?
I don't think so.
Anyway, Tennessee is pretty close to our daylight time.
Yeah, Tennessee's like one or two states over to the southeast.
Memphis, Tennessee, it's right next to the Boot Heel of Missouri.
Right.
But it might be in another time zone, I'm not sure. But
I don't think it,
yeah.
I don't
as far
think
as sunset goes, his sunset's only going to be a little bit ahead of ours.
Right. But I think it's the Midwest time zone, Central time.
Right.
Of course, we can always ask Google. Google knows everything.
Or you could just ask him.
What time zone is Tennessee in?
Here is information from time temperature.
Okay, we are both right. Most of Tennessee is central time. About one third, 25 to 30% of eastern Tennessee is in the eastern time zone. The rest of it is central time. Where he's from, I believe, is still central.
Right.
What time zone is Hole in the Wall, Tennessee? It doesn't say. Zodiac. Oh, yeah. Joe's favorite subject, astrology.
Yeah, Joe's gone.
Oh, okay.
He quietly said goodbye. But, hey, that's one way to get somebody on the podcast. Have them come visit me in the greenhouse.
Visit in the greenhouse. Joe sent me two videos, YouTube videos, probably alien videos. So, he's always sending me videos, though. Very controversial videos. And we could talk about those, because most of them are political. Joe might be interested in joining the political podcast.
Well, he might be. But you have to keep him away from the non-political subjects.
Right, we'll have to stay on point, which is not easy for us. After Ron Paul, we'll go over some notes. And talk about the games.
All right. Well, let's Ron Paul this.
In addition to funding for a border wall and other border security measures, immigration hardliners are sure to push to include mandatory e-verify in any immigration legislation considered by Congress. E-Verify is a voluntary program where businesses check job applicants' social security numbers and other information, potentially including biometric identifiers like fingerprints, against information stored in a federal database to determine if the job applicants are legally in the United States. Imagine how much time would be diverted from serving consumers and growing the economy if every U.S. business had to comply with E-Verify. Also, collecting the relevant information and operating the mandatory E-Verify system will prove costly to taxpayers. Millions of Americans could be denied jobs because E-Verify mistakenly identifies them as illegal immigrants. These Americans would be forced to go through a costly and time-consuming process to force the government to correct its mistake. It is doubtful employers could afford to keep the jobs open while potential hires went through this process. A federal database with Social Security numbers and other identifying information is an identity thief's dream. Given the federal government's poor track record for protecting personal information, is there any doubt mandatory E-Verify would put millions of Americans at risk for identity theft? Some supporters of E-Verify deny the program poses any threat to civil liberties, as it will only be used to verify citizenship or legal residency. They even claim a system forcing individuals to have their identities certified by the government is not a national ID system. These individuals are ignoring the history of government programs sold as only affecting a particular group or being used for a limited purpose, being expanded beyond initial targets. For example, Americans were promised that only the wealthiest Americans would ever pay income taxes. And some of the Patriot Act's worst provisions that we were told would only be used against terrorists are routinely used to investigate drug crimes. E-Verify almost certainly will be used for purposes unrelated to immigration. One potential use of E-Verify is to limit the job prospects of anyone whose lifestyle displeases the government. This could include those accused of failing to pay their fair share in taxes, those who homeschool or do not vaccinate their children, or those who own firearms. Unscrupulous government officials could use E-Verify against those who practice anti-war, anti-tax and anti-surveillance, and anti-Federal Reserve activism. Those who consider this unlikely should remember the long history of the IRS targeting the political enemies of those in power and the use of anti-terrorism laws to harass anti-war activists. They should also consider the current moves to outlaw certain types of politically incorrect speech, such as disputing the alleged consensus regarding climate change. Claiming that mandatory E-Verify is necessary to stop illegal immigration does not make it constitutional. Furthermore, having to ask the federal government for permission before obtaining a job is a characteristic of an authoritarian society, not a free one. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah. Did we lose you? Did we lose me? Anyway, he didn't press 1 after the announcement. Quite frankly, I find the entire ID system and proof that you're a citizen to be a violation of your rights in the first place. I think they need to prove that you're an enemy. If anything else, I don't know. Don't know how to handle that one. How do I clarify that? For me to be required to keep paperwork demonstrating who I've hired and where they came from strikes me as a violation of my rights and the rights of the people working for me. If they were a quote-unquote illegal alien, then the accuser needs to prove that. I don't need to prove my innocence, and I don't need to prove the innocence of the people I'm employing. I should be able to take it on faith that they are who they say they are. You know, if I have any doubts to that, well, that's on my head. I should, you know, act accordingly. And I should have the right to refuse to employ whoever I want to refuse to employ and to hire whoever I wish to employ. And there shouldn't be any government intervention in that whatsoever. You know? But a lot of you out there believe in borders. And quite frankly, you know, if God does not own a portion of this planet, then the ungodly people should stay on the portions that God does not own. And, you know, that's the only borders that I believe in. So if it's your claim that God does not own this planet or doesn't own all of it, then let the ungodly occupy the ungodly parts. You know? But as far as I know, God created all of us, and he owns the whole planet. So there you go. We should stay within the borders of his creation. And that's my opinion. Anyway, kind of curious what happened to Kano. Because if he vanished, then we wouldn't have heard the Ron Paul podcast. Let's see that. Oh. Where? Nope, I don't have my microphone thing going. Where did you go? Question mark. I'm stuck here monologuing. Hey, it spelled it right. Period. That'll do. Don't do commentary when you're doing a voice recognition text. You may get some very strange results. All righty. Well, he did mention that he was pretty tired earlier. And I may cut him some slack and call this the end of the podcast. Quite frankly, I did not sufficiently prepare for tonight. It was interesting, the subjects we had to talk about and such. It's getting warmer out. I should be moving out of the greenhouse relatively soon. I'm sure by next month I will be out of here, which means I'll be working on the land more often. But I'm going to make arrangements with Bill and Shirley to be here every Saturday night because it seems to be a good location for both phone and internet. And I will be able to look things up while we're online talking, which is kind of a good thing. Anyway. Yeah. Well, unless I hear Kano in the next 3 seconds, this is the end of the podcast. To reach us, again, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. For the new podcast, starting at 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time or Central Standard Time, whatever we're currently on. Anyway, Central Time, 5 o'clock Mondays. Kane will be here every night, every week, and I will attempt to be here most weeks. But I occasionally have work, and 5 o'clock is going to be kind of a push it for me. So, anyway. For now, contact for both of those would be DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. I know Kano has plans for opening up a new website for the Scrap Gub Scrap podcast. Calling it the Scrap Gub Scrap Manic Mondays podcast. Who knows? He might come up with that as the, I don't know. They're not giving any speculators any ideas of what webpage to steal from us. But that's assuming we have enough listeners to have such speculators available. So I guess who cares? All right. So good night, all. I hope to hear from you. Please go to our webpage and download the podcast from previous weeks. Listen to them and pass it around to your friends and let them know about the podcast. Say, hey, there's a couple of really strange and crazy guys on every Saturday night talking about just about anything, including Demented Dungeons and Dragons and Red Towers and Parallel Kingdoms and occasionally Mabinugi. And I know Kano wanted to talk about the Red Towers tonight, so I really wish he was here. But, yep. I suppose you can call me back and we could do a supplemental podcast following this one, but I'm at a loss. So, I'll talk to you all later. And again, Kano's probably on the other end of the phone yelling, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. And I can't hear him. Oh, well. Good night, folks.